Again, the word throughout the surrounding region about those believers there in Thessalonica, the two things, how you turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to await his son from heaven. That's how the power of the gospel has taken root. Like they turned from idols. Now, what are idols? In its simplest form, what? Anyone or anything that we are so attached to, so attracted to, so enamored by, that it's more important to us than God. Just flip it around. If you were to ask yourself, if you were to reflect in your heart, is there anyone or anything in your life right now that you're so enamored, attracted, attached to, that if you were to lose it, your life would be turned upside down? Your life would be without purpose. Just pay attention to that place of tension, friends. And that's what you want to place on the altar. Because that's the perennial call for us, is to turn from idols and to serve the living and true God. Right? Many people say they love God truly. But the question is, do they love God only? The prayer, the opening prayer for Mass last Sunday, grant that we may always, always means always, conform our will to yours. Not our daily living, not our behavior, but conform our will to yours. Or are we in that place of idolatry where we want God's will to conform to ours? The human person. We have the intellect, we have the will, and we have our emotions. I use the analogy of a train, right? There's the engine, the boxcars, the caboose. The caboose are the emotions, the passions. Don't be led by the caboose. Don't be led by your feelings. The intellect, that you might come to know God, and the will, to conform our will to yours, to serve, that we may serve your majesty in sincerity of heart, is the prayer. Is that on your lips this morning? Do you see your life, your health, your relationships, your finance, that everything is about serving you, the living and true God? That we might turn, that believing community, they turn from idols. Another one. They awaited the coming of Jesus. Do you look forward to the second coming of Christ? Is that on your heart? Is that on your prayer? Is that on your desire? You see, with the second coming of Christ, all creation is made new. And we shall be with the Lord, and we shall be with our loved ones, and we shall see our God face to face. And there shall be no more tears, no more crying, no more sickness, no more suffering, no more wars, no more terrorism, no more wheelchairs. Turn from your idols. And then the third one, the priority of how that early community of believers were so enamored by caring for others. They had the disposition of others first. They understood that God gave his life. God so loved the world that he gave his son, that Jesus would say, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, to offer his life. And by their witness, by their care for the widows and the orphans, while everybody else was turning their back on the widows and the orphans, it was this body of believers that brought them in and cared and provided for them. And that left a powerful witness. Last night, before Mass, perhaps you might know Sister Rita and Sister Francine. They worked up at Divine Savior Hospital for a number of years, and now they're in retirement living here, but they gave a little testimony back there before Mass. They have a community of sisters there in the Gaza Strip. caring in a nursing home, and they're choosing to stay. They're choosing to stay right in the crosshair of serving others, of laying down their own life, of not seeking their own life first, but to care for others, trusting that God will provide. The power of the Holy Spirit with much conviction. On Friday, I found myself out at St. Vincent de Paul for the first time. Got a little tour of the store, the thrift store, the warehouse, the food pantry. The shelves on our local food pantry are 3/4 empty. The shelves in my food pantry are full. You see, I have a greater need to share than they need my gift. When Jesus says, love your neighbor as yourself, like when you love others, when you lay down your life for others, when you look to say others first, in that act of doing, you find your own being increase with love. The whole law and the prophets depend on those two commandments of love of God and love of neighbor. Might we, as a local community of faith, just be mindful and empowered by the witness of that Thessalonian community, that small nucleus that began to ripple out. And might that invitation of what the reputation was of those believers, how they turned from idols to serve the living and true God and to await his second coming in glory.